Proclamation number 5836 of 26th of December, 1953. Primal light from eternity radiates light. The abundance of my light shall outshine you if only you believe in me without doubt and want to accept the light of eternal truth from me myself. For every ray of light emanates from the original light. But what does not emanate from me is not light. It does not spread brightness but could only dazzle in order to leave behind even greater darkness. But Roman 1, the original light from eternity, want to kindle bright light in people's hearts. I want the ray of light to touch them as a blessing. I want it to illuminate their path which they still have to walk on earth, so that they will walk it safely and without getting lost. For they shall reach the aim, they shall find me, they shall long for ever brighter light in order to finally merge with the original light of eternity and be eternally blissful. For light is life, light is bliss, light is truth. Light is knowledge of the deepest connections between the Creator and His creature. To dwell in the light is a divine state which all of you humans should attain because this is your destiny from the very beginning. And thus you will now understand that only the connection with me, the original light, ensures your light transmission. For in order to be able to receive something emanating from me, contact has to be established with me. Thus you will never be able to reach the light as long as you keep yourselves isolated from me, as long as you don't believe in me, as long as you don't open yourselves as a vessel into which my strength of light and love can pour. And this is your own will that you open yourselves, that you prepare your heart to be such a vessel, that you shape it into a temple in which Roman 1, the eternal light itself, can be present and now illuminates you from within. That I can kindle a light in you which shines brightly and illuminates every corner. You shall attain the knowledge again which was lost to you due to your former fall into sin. And you shape your heart into a temple of God if only you keep my commandments, if you fulfill my commandments of love. Then you will do everything that ennobles you, you will purify your hearts from ignoble desires, from vices and depravities of all kinds, you will cleanse them from all dross and adorn them with the virtues of righteousness, mercy, gentleness, peaceableness, humility and patience. You will only ever work in love and draw me to you, because my love can now no longer resist your love. And once you have won me, I can shine my light into you in all fullness, and then the gates to eternal beatitude will be open to you. Then you will already dwell in my kingdom, even if you still live on earth, and radiant with light you will cross over into the spiritual kingdom. And you will know everything that was previously still hidden from you and be eternally blissful. Amen.